Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Rocking a set in front of your fans is one of the best parts of making it in the rap game. But sometimes, shows get a little crazy. And these days, if you slip up on stage, there's going to be tons of videos posted online for everyone to see. So today, we're breaking down the biggest rappers in the world who got embarrassed on stage. 6ix9ine has way less fans after he became the biggest rat in hip-hop. Back in 2018, he was popping off like crazy and rocking sold-out shows. But that didn't stop fans from letting him hit the floor when he tried to stage dive. A viral video started going around that showed 6ix9ine taking a huge jump off the stage towards a group of girls. He told Revolt that he didn't even look where he was jumping, and the girls ran out of the way as soon as they saw him coming.
And I just let myself like a trust fall, but like a high trust fall. So I went, and all the girls just mid-air, I see them just move. I just let God take it from there.
6ix9ine airballed himself straight to the ground. And he says that it hurt so bad, he thought he was paralyzed. Then the next day, he dove at a different show and hit the floor again. Taking falls isn't great, but these days, 6ix9ine's more likely to get jumped if he hops in the crowd. Drake is one of the biggest artists in the world, but that hasn't stopped him from getting embarrassed on stage. Back in 2009, Drake decided to perform on the America's Most Wanted tour, even though he already had a torn ACL. He went on stage with Wayne, and the plan was to just do a few songs and dip. But in the middle of the show, Drake's knee went out and he hit the floor. Some of his crew came out and helped him limp off stage. Then Wayne started cracking jokes about it. He said, "This nigga really got a bad leg. I thought this shit was only on his TV show." Luckily, Drake made a full recovery. But in 2020, he allegedly injured the same knee and he was trying to guard Steph Curry. Footage came out showing Drake and Steph shooting around in the offseason. Then a couple months later, Drake posted photos of himself in a leg brace. Rumors are flying that it happened while Drake was trying to guard Steph, and when a reporter asked him about it, Steph just laughed and said maybe Drake will talk about it on his new album. In 2019, Drake had an even more embarrassing moment on stage. Tyler, the Creator, was hosting his annual Camp Flognoff Festival, and the co-headliner's name was a mystery. Fans thought Frank Ocean was going to show up as a surprise, but when Drake turned out to be the special guest, the crowd ended up booing him off stage. When Drake came out instead of Frank, the Flognoff crowd wasn't rocking with him at all. Drake performed a few songs, but when the crowd started booing, he asked him if he should keep going.
You know, I'ma tell you, Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, no. I will keep going tonight. What's up?
Frank.
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
He's going to stay.
It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
A few people clapped and cheered, but others were telling him to get off the stage. At that point, Drake knew he couldn't save the show, so he just left. Tyler, the Creator, hopped on Twitter to let his fans know how disappointed he was with them. But Drake didn't seem too pressed about the situation. It's wild to see a superstar get booed off the stage, but it just shows that Frank Ocean fans are on a different level of loyalty. Rod Wave is one of the hottest new artists in the game, but a couple years ago, he had a crazy, embarrassing situation go down at one of his shows. He walked out on stage with his crew at Morris Brown College in Atlanta, but the floor couldn't handle the weight, and an entire section of the stage collapsed. A bunch of Rod Wave's homies fell into the hole, and he stumbled away and fell on his back. Nobody was seriously hurt, but Rod still canceled the show and dipped. It's hard to rock a set after everyone sees you and your crew destroy the stage. And 2 years later, people are still making memes about the situation. It was an embarrassing moment, but Wave just rolled with the punches. After it happened, he up on IG and wrote, "Pimp down. I repeat, pimp down." Rod is still at the top of the game after dropping his fourth album back in August. But hopefully, he doesn't bring as many people with him on the next tour. Back in 2017, Chief Keef was touring all over the U.S. At the show in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he got a little too lit on stage and almost fell straight to the floor. Keef was rapping at the front of the stage, trying to hop from one speaker to another, but he slipped up and fell completely off. Luckily, security was right there to help him land on his feet, and Keef just rolled with it and started rapping right in the crowd's face. It could have been an embarrassing viral moment, but the crowd got even more hype with Sosa right in front of him. It's still funny to see a dude spin around and slip off the stage, but Keef made the fall super smooth. Sosa isn't the only rapper who got taken out by a speaker. In June, Kevin Gates was performing at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum when he slipped up and fell down in front of the whole venue. Gates was in the middle of his track, "I Don't Get Tired," when he stepped back and tripped over a speaker. He landed on his back, but didn't let it slow him up though. Gates popped right back up like nothing happened and ripped his shirt off to distract everyone from what just went down. The trick worked too. Women in the crowd started going nuts when he took the shirt off. Then he rocked the rest of the set without embarrassing himself anymore. Gates didn't talk about what happened, but obviously, he wasn't too pressed about it.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
After the show, he tweeted, "Mississippi, I love you." That wasn't the only time Gates embarrassed himself in front of thousands of people. A couple weeks ago, he was performing in Florida and took a hard fall when he slipped on his own sweat. He tried to run up to the front of the stage in the middle of a song, and that's when he slipped and fell right on his back again. Luckily, he didn't fall completely off the stage, but Gates definitely needs to be more careful on stage. For a minute back in 2016, Designer was one of the hottest rappers in the world. His track Panda blew up and hit number one on the Hot 100, and you couldn't go anywhere without hearing it. But while he's at the top of the game, Designer had a gross and embarrassing situation on stage. He was performing a sold-out show in New York and was hotter than ever after signing a deal with Good Music. But while he was rapping Panda, Designer went too hard and ended up puking all over the stage. It was a wild moment, but Designer just went right back to the set like nothing even happened. Booting and rallying is normal for college kids who get too lit at parties, but it's not something you usually see happen on stage. Busta Rhymes is a legend in the rap game. But even being a respected OG won't stop you from getting embarrassed on stage. Back in 2014, he popped up at his homie OT Genesis show in New York. In the middle of the set, Busta fell off stage and landed straight on his head. OT was performing his hit track Coco, and everyone on stage was lit. Busta was up there with a cigar and bottle. Then he started headbanging so crazy, he slipped up and took a nosedive. Security jumped in to keep the crowd back, and Busta tried to climb back on stage. But he was so woozy from knocking himself out, security has to walk him to the side. Videos of his fall went viral, and a photo of his bloody head started going around too. Busta is a 50-year-old dude, so the situation could have ended up really bad. But luckily, he wasn't seriously hurt. After it went down, he let everyone know he was okay and tweeted, "We done fell off stages and broke limbs while performing and kept going. We stay on level 10. The Island Boys went viral last year on TikTok, and they've been making headlines for all the wrong reasons ever since. Kodak Black pressing for snitching on their friend who's facing a murder charge. They got dragged online for showing up in the Army Recruiter's TikTok, and they got booed off stage in Miami during their first concert. The Island Boys had a lot of buzz on social media from their wild appearance and viral track, but the internet fame didn't matter to the crowd at Club Live. They tried to perform their only song, but no one in the club was rocking with it. At first, everyone was just kind of quiet, but then more and more people started booing. A month later, the Island Boys had an even more embarrassing moment in front of a crowd. They showed up to the Jake Paul and Tyron Woolley rematch. But while they were walking to their ringside seats, people started booing and throwing beers at them. The Island Boys haven't been in the spotlight for a little while. That's probably best for them. Diddy had a huge impact on the rap game. He put Biggie on the map back in the day, and his Bad Boy record label has put out some of the biggest rap albums ever. Even though he's a legend in the industry, Diddy got embarrassed in front of a huge crowd back at the 2015 BET Awards. Diddy, Lil' Kim, Mace, and some others were performing a set to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Bad Boy Records. And in the middle of the show, Diddy fell into a hole on the stage. Lil' Kim had used it for her entrance, but apparently, the stage team didn't cover it up after she hit the stage. Luckily, Diddy popped right back up and wasn't hurt, but nobody wants to get caught slipping in front of a massive audience like that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.